As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's no way that I can be the only one that feels like everyone else is moving forward but me. I felt this way for a very long time. And one of the things that actually really helped me, even though it hurt a lot of people, was COVID, this pandemic. Now, when this pandemic hit, I was terrified, just like everyone else. No one knew what was happening in the world. Everyone was a little scared. But for the first time, like I feel like forever, for any time in my life, I felt that for once, the world stopped moving. For once, I was able to move with it, to catch up. People were falling almost backwards and I was still moving forwards. And the reason why this worked for me is because my job happens to be online. What you're listening to, this is my job. So I appreciate every single one of you for listening. And thank you very much for those who gave it a rating. I think we're at like over 1,000 ratings on Spotify and a good amount on Apple Podcasts. So if you're listening to this now, I appreciate the rating. Leave a little 5-star review. But the reason why I was able to feel that I wasn't very stuck is because I guess I do have an online job. I didn't have to go anywhere. I also am antisocial. So, well, I wouldn't say, okay, hold on. I wouldn't say antisocial. I have a little social anxiety. Sometimes I want to be a hermit. Sometimes I want to be really outgoing. I'm a mixture of both. But that what this pandemic did to me is it allowed me to catch up. It allowed me to speed up the pace a little bit. More people were online. It really gave like a kickstarter to my job, and it really helped me in that aspect. But the way that it didn't really help me is the social anxiety. When things started to open up again, I could not talk to people no matter what. I used to tour for 3 years. I did my own shows. I did, you know, speaking events, all of this stuff. And then, oh my God, I couldn't even talk to somebody at a party that like I've known for like my entire life. I couldn't even do it. And it felt so weird. But this was the first time where life didn't feel like it was moving so fast. This was the first time where people felt like they were with me for once. I didn't feel very alone. I felt successful, powerful. I felt in control of my life. And you know, as things start to open up again, and I don't want to keep talking about COVID here, as things start to open up again, like I slow down again, you know, and people started to speed up. People started to move forward. And I felt the same way that I felt 2 years ago, which isn't exactly where I wanted to be, but it's not like I necessarily always have control over this. And that's okay. And I want to make this podcast because it's okay for you too. You know, another thing that this has taught me is I've probably been the most successful I've ever been in my entire life, depending on what you deem successful. But I'm doing very well with my work. I've branched out into other work. I'm looking to buy a home. Like things I've never thought I would ever be able to do. Like, my dream as a kid, growing up, obviously, growing up. We grow up no matter what. So as a kid, I'm obviously growing up. Stupid. Growing up, let me give a little background for the people that might not know. I've been doing this podcast for like so long, so there's some new people here. I grew up with a family that had an average income, maybe a little bit below average, but I was still very privileged nonetheless. But I went to school with a lot of kids that had parents with money that can buy them the entire world. Anything they wanted, they got. Mine was a little bit different. I had to work my way to get there. Which I'm not saying, okay, you get it. I'm not trying to not get canceled here. I'm just saying whatever's on my mind. And so my biggest goal growing up was to always have enough money for emergencies and then be okay. So for example, if I'm driving and I'm on the highway, my car breaks down and, you know, I got to get a tow truck and then I got to get it fixed, and then I got to pay for all of this other stuff. You know, if I had to fix my car and it was like, okay, this is going to be $1,000. I was able to do that with ease. I would be able to put down $1,000 and then be okay, still have money left. That was it. That was my dream. That was my financial stability that I wanted my entire life. And now I have that. And I'm very happy. I'm very happy. But as I've gotten older, I reached that point a few years ago. And talking about this is like, don't you just feel like there's going to be bad karma? Like, talking about being successful, I feel so imposter syndrome just by talking about any form of success that I've ever had. And it's super awful. Like, that's super toxic to myself to think that way. But I don't know. I'm just like, being from my family, we've always had to work really, really hard. And we always like, things always mess up. Like, if we're installing I'm going all over the place. If we're installing like cabinets or we're building IKEA furniture, like, it's going to go wrong. There will be one thing that goes wrong. And that's happened my entire life. But the greatest thing that I've learned from this, it's to persevere. It's to keep going. Because even though there's a hiccup, there's always a way out. And there's always a way to work with it and cope with it. And so I'm more than thankful that I and my family have this little curse on us, that where everything goes a little wrong. I'm okay with that. I'm grateful for that because it's taught me how to live and how to be myself and how to work there to get to myself. And back to my point here, I'm the most successful I've ever been, yet I feel the same. You know, we look at these people online and these celebrities and everything, and we're like, oh my God, look at all the success that they have. Look at all the money that they have, the jets that they have. And what I've noticed is that when people have money, they buy more. They spend more. And they create the same problem for themselves as if they had little money. They didn't have that much money. So they're buying, they're making $1 billion, but they're spending like $900 million on their jet, on their chefs, on their bodyguards, on their Bentley. Like, they're spending so much money just to feel fulfilled. I don't necessarily, obviously, none of us are going to know why they're actually spending the money, but I'm sure there's a psychological reason there. I'm sure there's somebody listening right now that might actually know, but I'm just speaking out of my ass. What does that mean? Speaking out of my ass. What I'm trying to say here is that, well, I guess the cliche thing is like, money doesn't buy happiness. And I've been very thankful that I've known that my entire life. The more money that I have makes me just want to buy more things, but buying more things doesn't make me happy, so then I don't do that. If you're my friend that's listening, the way that I shop is I buy things that are going to be practical and multi-purpose. So I'll be eyeing something for a while. I'm still an impulse buyer, but I'd be eyeing something for a while and I would buy it. I would buy it in impulse, but I wouldn't not do my research, if that makes sense. And I don't buy like your cheap things. Like, I don't watch something on Amazon and then buy like 1,000 things on Amazon and then my bill's going to be like $3,000. No. I look at one thing, I do my research and I buy it, and it lasts. And I don't want this to be about money, obviously. It's just, it's something that I never necessarily thought I would have, or I never thought I would be at this point. And I'm just very grateful. And I'm just so thankful. And I'm happy that, you know, I've created a brand for myself that's able to do what I want it to do and support the people that I want to support. We just donated to a foundation called Hit the Ground Running, which helps trauma survivors recover and get the help that they need. And it was started by my friend, Brandon Peacock. He's not asking me to say anything about this. And we donated to that because they do a run. He got shot 3 times and then he had to go through therapy and physiotherapy and all that stuff to get back on his feet. And now he's ran a marathon. He's doing so many runnings. And he also started this foundation called Hit the Ground Running, and they're doing this run. This is their second annual run, and I opted in to do it, and I donated some money. I'm just so thankful that I'm able to be at this point in my life where I'm able to make that decision, that I'm able to help other people with their dreams and their projects and their passion. And that's success to me. Success is actually doing what I've always wanted to do, and it's to help people. And this year, we're also going to be working with, or not working with, we're going to be donating to the Children's Aid Society to sponsor a few kids. This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes. A family for Christmas. And then we're going to be also supporting 2 to 4 kids in Arizona, or we used to do Arizona, but maybe we'll do Georgia this time because my manager moved to Savannah, Georgia. He used to live in Arizona. But yeah, and then we'll help donate to the Humane Society. And these are all things that I'm very passionate about. And I want to reiterate that success isn't about the amount that I'm donating. It's about the fact that I'm actually donating. It's about the fact that I'm doing what I've always wanted to do. And maybe donating isn't your thing. Maybe that's not your passion, okay? I understand that. There's a lot of donations that we don't know what it actually goes to. But these foundations, I do know what it goes to. I do know how it helps. And my passion has always been to help others. My mom's a nurse, and I knew I couldn't be a nurse because I couldn't look at blood. I couldn't look at a needle going in an arm. But I always knew that I always wanted to be like my mom. I wanted to help people, and just because I couldn't help them in an operating room doesn't mean that I can't help them. And so that's what I strive to do every single day with this podcast, with my videos, and with donations. So that is the purpose that I like to have, and I like to strive to have and get. But it might not be yours. Yours might be to write books. Yours might be to run a marathon. Yours might be to have the dream job. Yours might be to be a billionaire and spend $900 million on a jet and Gucci bags that you're never going to actually use because you have too many. But maybe that's you. And that's okay. I mean, I apologize if I made fun of you. I apologize. But okay, that's it. I'm not going to say a but. But there's so many different levels of success that we have. I think it's just important to understand what your level of success is. What do you actually want to reach? And take away money. Don't think about the dollar value when you think about success. Think about the emotion. Think about the way that it's going to make you feel. That's what we're striving to get. I recently joined a gym that is far too much money, but it's very private, and it's exactly what I wanted, because I don't like normal gyms because they make me feel very insecure. Even though I know nobody's watching, I just feel I'm comparing myself to others even though they're not watching, but I'm comparing myself thinking that they are watching, if that makes sense. I'm so in my head about it that I just can't go to a normal gym, and I can't be with the gym bros and stuff. And so I joined this private gym, and it's really just helped my mindset, you know. And when I go there, I don't think about how much I can lift. I think about where I want to be, how I want to feel. And I apply that to the same way with my life. Because in life, we have these things that we need to focus on, right? And in order to hit this level of success, we have to focus on feeling loved and feeling good about ourselves, right? We have to be grounded before we can achieve any success. Because a lot of the times when we think about success, it's actually involving others. Because the most powerful and the most successful people that you can think of right now all have people who are supporting them. And having a good foundation around you is very important. Because without it, you're going to fall and you're going to break. We all need help. You know, you have your Justin Bieber. He has his entire crew, his management, his agency, every grip that's on stage with him, helping him, dancer, everything to make it the way that his performance needs to be, his life needs to be, his interaction with his fans needs to be. There's so many people supporting him. And he's like your little president, okay? But there's a lot of people helping them, right? And so there's a lot of people to this little puzzle of life. And so when we feel loved and we feel good about ourselves and we focus on ourselves and we have a good foundation of people, you're going to be able to achieve anything that you've ever wanted in your life. And I believe that. I genuinely believe that. If you say that to me right now, that you want to have a book published, I guarantee you, if you focus on this for the next 3 to 5 years, you will have a book published. I go further and I say that you will be on a top selling list. It might be Amazon. It might be the New York Times bestseller. I guarantee you that it's going to happen. If you work to it for it, 3 to 5 years, you're going to get there. And I genuinely believe that, because when we actually put our minds to something, we get it done. And there's nothing in our way. No matter how many people are on this world, what is it? 7 billion people? No matter how many, there's no one out there doing it like you. Now, only if you focus on it solely and, well, okay, not the only thing, but if that's the one thing that you're really passionate about, that you really want to get, I promise you can do it. And I promise you there's no one else doing it like you. But listen here, just because no one else is doing it like you doesn't mean that you can't ask for help from the people that are, say, in the same field as you. For example, I'm somebody who does poetry. I do poetry advice content. I'm a man. I get made fun of all the time. I get made fun of from my friends. I grew up a hockey player. I get destroyed in the change. All of this stuff, right? But there's so many people in my little niche that I speak to that help me. And just because I'm doing it a little bit different than even they are doesn't mean that they can't help me. And they help me boost myself up and I boost them up. And so having this little foundation is so important, because all of these little negative people that are chucking stones at you, it's not even going to reach over the wall of the foundation because it's so strong, right? And it took me a while to accept the fact that, you know, my passion is something that I really enjoy. It's something that I want to be successful at. It took me a while because I was hearing a lot of negative comments, and there's a lot of people telling me I can't do it. And it's stupid. And I recently found a Reddit forum making fun of me. And on it, there was somebody being like, oh my God, like my sister went to high school with this guy and he's been trying to get famous since he was like 16. I'll tell you this right now. I've never, ever, ever wanted this life. There's not a soul in me that was like, yep, I want to be YouTube, Instagram, social media famous. Like never in my life did I want this. I'm grateful. But this is not my passion. My passion is helping people. This is just how I chose to do it. And trust me, there's not a day that goes by that I'm not kind of broken, because my goal, my first goal in life was to be an NHL player. That was my dream. That was my childhood dream. I've always wanted to play in the NHL. I always wanted hockey to be my profession. And I broke my leg and I got concussions and I broke my arm. And so that dream was really crushed and it just wasn't good enough. And I worked like 18 years on it. And I just broke down. And that's okay. Because even though I said it takes 3 to 5 years to really make something your own, that's your version of success, right? Like, it's going to be your own version of success. It's not going to be about, you know, being this like multi-millionaire while doing it. It's about how it makes you feel. And I remember every single day, like, I'd sleep with my hockey stick. I'd love to get up at 6 a.m. to go to practice. And that was just something that I loved to do. And I remember every single day about how it makes me feel. And I still play today because it makes me feel so good, right? And so I just believe that you're going to achieve your version of success when you're working towards it, no matter how many people can tear you down. And to the people who thought I was trying to get famous in high school, well, I did. So suck on that. I don't know, okay? I'm not good at this. I'm not good at bad talk. I'm just thankful for where I am. I'm thankful that I'm able to help people, and I'm very thankful for the people that listen to me, and you guys help me a lot. And so just because someone else is successful in your eyes doesn't mean it's your version of success. So I encourage you to go out there and find your own version of success. Find what makes you happiest, what makes you feel amazing, what makes you fucking thrive. And if you wake up every single day thinking about it, I guarantee if you go for it, you're going to make it. And you're going to make it your own. And I hope this podcast helped. So thank you guys very much for listening. And if you haven't yet, please leave a rating. Only if it's 5 stars, of course. And share this with your friends, and I hope it helped. Okay. Thank you very much for listening. Bye, guys.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed, when I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.